Now, a lot of economists are a bit optimistic about the South African economy and our potential economic performance this year in 2025. But some do caution that it might be sabotaged by global geopolitical events, especially in the United States. Now, to discuss this a bit further, we are joined online by economist Davie Rooit. Mr. Rooit, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much and good morning to you.
Now, we know that President Trump is obviously taking office in America this year, and a lot of people are worried on how that will affect South Africa with the AGOA agreement, and just in general, Mr. Trump also saying that he's going to be levying tariffs against a lot of the BRICS countries and countries that want to de-dollarize and have ties with Russia. In your opinion, what are some of the things that you're optimistic about when it comes to South Africa and its economy and our economic performance for 2025 this year?
Yeah, there are a couple of pluses that I'm fairly sure of. One is that inflation is relatively low. I know inflation is currently well below the center point of the inflation target band of the Reserve Bank, and that means that the Reserve Bank is likely to reduce interest rates again. And I won't be surprised if we see a full percentage cut in interest rates over the next couple of months in South Africa. And that, of course, will boost local demand, and that will be good for the local economy. So that's one pretty much certain plus for the economy. The other one has to do with politics. We know that we have a government, so-called government of national unity. It seems to be holding so far, and there are a couple of pluses with that as well. An improvement in efficiency, an improvement in sentiment towards South Africa, and I think that will eventually spill over to economic growth as well. And then thirdly, the financial markets have been reacting quite nicely with the government of national unity, and that also will have a positive impact on the economy. Things like, for example, lower inflation and so on. So those are the positives, and all of that will add to economic growth. There are a couple of negatives locally as well. One is that perhaps this so-called government of national unity will not hold. I know that there are many internal disagreements in the ANC about this government of national unity, and maybe it will collapse, and that will be a big negative for South Africa. But I think the biggest negative is perhaps internationally, and you've referred to Donald Trump, for example, and he did mention, and he's known as Mr. Tariff, and he did threaten a couple of times that he will impose all sort of tariffs on many countries if they should, for example, try to undermine the US dollar. And that is a potential big negative. It is quite possible that you could get up one morning with a sore tooth, for example, and decide to kick South Africa off the AGOA agreement. That will be a big negative for South Africa. We don't really know yet, of course, because he talks a lot and he doesn't necessarily going to do everything that he said he's going to do, but we'll have to wait and see. But I would say that is perhaps the single biggest potential negative for South Africa. If you put all of this together, then maybe what is important to understand is that the South African economy for most of the past 15 years has been performing quite dismally. And on a per capita basis, we have been getting poorer for most of the past 15 years. And even if all these good things happen, I can't see the South African economy growing faster than, say, 1.5%. And if you don't compare that to population growth of more than that, then that means that we're probably going to see another year of stagnant income and another year of high levels of unemployment and maybe even a further fall in per capita GDP, but slightly better than what we've experienced in 2024. So a little bit of an improvement can be expected, but we're certainly not going to shoot the lights up.
As you mentioned, our economic growth has been quite sluggish over the last few years, and it's been well below our population growth, and that obviously leads to problems like high unemployment, as you mentioned. But a lot of people would also say that load shedding over the last few years played a big part in our sluggish growth here in South Africa. But now in 2024, we saw that load shedding was largely non-existent for most parts. And we're hoping to see the same thing for 2025. How do you think that this is going to affect South Africa's economic growth for 2025?
That's certainly another big plus as well for South Africa. But remember what happened. The main reason why we haven't seen load shedding is because the private sector used money to invest in solar panels, as an example. And that's money that they could have used to invest in, say, factories. So they didn't invest in factories that lead to strong economic growth. They invested in something else in order to ensure that they have electricity for themselves. That, of course, in itself boosted economic growth. We saw a lot of people getting involved in the solar business, and that business is currently under some strain because load shedding has become something of the past now. But yes, the fact that we have more electricity is certainly going to support the economy. But what should have happened is that we should have had a well-run electricity utility, and we still don't have that. But yes, there will be a bit of an improvement because we have sufficient electricity in the country. I've made some calculations on electricity, and something very, very interesting is that not only do the private sector build their own generation capacity, the private sector also is using electricity much, much wider, much more effectively. And let's call it electricity efficiency, improved by something like 20% or so the last couple of years. So it's not only the fact that we have electricity, it's also the fact that the private sector is generating their own electricity and using electricity much more efficiently.
If we look at global events, there's been a lot of instability in the Middle East, and a lot of the times we get our oil from the Middle East. Russia's still busy in Ukraine. If we're looking at things like this, global conflicts and things, how could this potentially affect the South African economy? I mean, a barrel of oil is roughly about $70 at the moment. And I remember a time when, we were almost at 100, even over $100. And, we got a very nice gift by the government on the 1st of January with a petrol price increase. How will that possibly affect the South African economy this year?
If you talk about the national conflict, there are three major conflicts or potential conflicts currently. The one is in Ukraine, and I think that with a bit of luck, we could see a kind of a ceasefire in Ukraine, and that could have a positive impact on oil prices and in terms of lower oil prices. The oil price, in fact, is actually quite low already. And I'm actually surprised that the oil price isn't higher. But that's one conflict that Donald Trump did indicate that he's going to stop in one day, to use his words. I don't think it's going to be that easy, but certainly that is something that we could see some improvement in terms of a ceasefire there. And that could take away some of the sting about Donald Trump getting angry at some of the BRICS countries trying to use another currency instead of the US dollar. But that's one, I'm actually quite positive about that specific conflict. The same one in the Middle East. I also think that we could see some progress towards some more peace in the Middle East, and that will be positive as well. But what I'm getting more and more concerned about is a possible conflict around Taiwan. The Chinese seem to be, it seems to me as if there are more clashes or potential clashes between countries like, for example, the Chinese and the Philippines and even some other countries, which could eventually pull the United States into a military conflict with China as well. And that will be a big, big bad for the world economy and the world financial markets as well. But generally speaking, my sense is that political conflict internationally has improved a little bit and is likely to improve a bit over the next couple of months.
Just in closing, Mr. Rotimi, we know that in South Africa we face high unemployment rates, and if we can take some lessons from the Far East, the way to kind of get rid of that is through manufacturing and through bigger factories and more factory openings here in South Africa. What sectors do you specifically see here in South Africa contributing to economic growth the most?
Well, there's talk or rumors, at least, Elon Musk may start a big battery factory in South Africa, and that will lead to more manufacturing of batteries or more manufacturing in the South African economy. That's a good thing. Let's hope some other investors will follow as well. But I don't entirely agree with only manufacturing as the solution to South Africa's unemployment problem. I think what we have to understand is that the world economy today is a service economy. It's a digitized economy. It's becoming more and more so. And if you really want to participate and be part of this modern economy, then you have to include the service economy in your equation as well. And I'm afraid we are just not nearly qualified enough to really participate in that part of the economy. And the reason why not is because of the dismal state of South Africa's skills development program or education in South Africa, and that's what we need to do. If there's one thing that I would put my all effort into is to improve especially our primary education in South Africa. That is really lagging well behind the rest of the world, and for that reason we just do not have the necessary skills to pull the South African economy and make it part of the modern economy. Manufacturing will help, but the reality is that the world economy is becoming more skills-based.
It'll definitely be interesting to see how the economy performs this year, as you mentioned. Outlook-wise, we're not looking at high economic growth really this year, or at least not as high as we would like to see. But it'll still be interesting to see how everything plays out, you know, with international politics as well, and in even South Africa with this government of national unity as well. But that is unfortunately all we have time for, Mr. Roet. But I do say thank you so much for joining us on air and discussing, you know, what the future of South Africa's economy could look like this year in 2025. Thank you so much for that.
My pleasure. Thank you.